ICE begins repatriating Biden's Haitian migrants. By Neil Monroe on August 21, 2026. President Donald Trump's deputies have begun deporting the Haitians who were imported by President Joe Biden. After many months of courtroom delays, 161 Haitians were flown back to their home country on Thursday, the Associated Press reported. The deportees were clad in white, and many covered their faces out of safety as journalists filmed their arrival. Nearly all declined to talk, with some fearing being targeted by gangs that control an estimated 70% of Port-au-Prince and swaths of land beyond. The deportees included TPS holders and Haitians who had served prison sentences, said Jean Nagobonner-Delva, Director General of Haiti's National Office of Migration. The migrants are returning with the money and civic experience they earned during several years in Americans' wealthy culture of ordered liberty. The departure of 161 Haitians leaves at least 329,000 Haitians, plus roughly 15 million other illegals, left in the United States. Related, Eric Schmidt forces them to admit, TPS for Haitians is not temporary. Those inadmissible migrants help cut Americans' wages, inflate their housing costs, and reduce wealth-generating investment and politicians' focus. But the migrants also spike Wall Street values. For example, elite investors gained an extra $20 billion per year from the 1.4 million low-wage migrants delivered by Biden's temporary protected status program, according to an investor-backed economic brief submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those profits help explain why an investor-created lobbying group, Forward.us, is directing a PR campaign to keep the Haitian migrants in the United States. Forward.us can connect reporters directly with TPS holders, their family members, advocates, and others and provide economic data as highlighted in this Wall Street Journal article, said an August 20 statement from the group. In Springfield, 15 Haitians have been arrested so far, say media reports. For example, ICE officers have detained a Haitian pastor, Joubert Adien, The Washington Post said, adding. ICE officers have also been spotted making arrests over the last week in Springfield outside grocery stores and after traffic stops. Local residents and clergy members have been protesting the arrests, and a legal advocacy organization has been trying to help those detained. Haiti will benefit from the return of its human resources from Ohio, including the cops, politicians, teachers, and doctors who are needed to revise the crime-ridden country. The Washington Post reported. The city includes a large number of Haiti's middle class who worked as physicians, judges and in other professions in Haiti, Viles Dorsambiel of the Haitian Support Center, said. They moved to Ohio after the country was plunged into chaos following the 2021 assassination of the country's then president, he said. From 2021 to 2024, those critical people were deliberately extracted by Biden's border chief to fuel Biden's Bidenomics economic policy. Globalists are lamenting the return of Haitians to their home country. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, claimed Bill Kristol, a former Republican who supports the replacement of the American population by migrants.